Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. City officials will give a briefing to reporters this afternoon on the 2012 budget proposal that will be introduced to the City County Council next week. Scalpers could soon need a city permit in order to sell tickets along the streets near sports stadiums and concert venues in Indianapolis. A council committee is backing a proposed ordinance that would set a $57 annual fee for anyone wanting to sell tickets for more than face value within a mile of an event. The Indiana Sports Corporation says the NFL requires local regulations on ticket scalping ahead of the Super Bowl that's set for February 5th at Lucas Oil Stadium. A blessing ceremony was held this morning for Ascension Healthcare's new service center on the far northwest side. 120 people now work at the facility, with 500 jobs anticipated. The company says by the end of 2014, the center will offer a variety of HR, supply chain, finance, and accounting support to Ascension's hospitals and healthcare facilities. The Indianapolis Public Library says more than 53,000 children took advantage of its summer reading program this year. The theme this year was a science odyssey to enhance reading skills and develop an interest in science. And Indiana State Fair officials are looking forward to a cooler weekend, which they anticipate will translate into higher attendance figures. It's believed 90-plus degree temperatures kept people away in the fair's opening days. Attendance has been steadily increasing this week as the temperatures dropped. Today, a highlight of the fair is an appearance of TV's Dr. Oz, 3 o'clock at the Free Stage. Sunny today and tomorrow with highs near 81, clear tonight with a low of 59. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.